Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the banks of the Mississippi River today, to the home of the blues, barbecue, and the king of rock and roll. We are profiling the man who represents Memphis, Tennessee, the 9th District. He is one of the most unique and colorful characters in the entire House of Representatives. We are talking about Democrat Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen is a Memphis institution. But if you just looked at the demographics of his district on paper, you might be surprised he's the congressman. Tennessee's 9th District is about 64% African American. It is the seat that was held by the legendary Ford family, Harold Ford Sr. and Harold Ford Jr., for decades. When Harold Jr. ran for Senate in 2006, Steve Cohen, a white Jewish lawyer who had been in the state Senate for 24 years, decided to run. A lot of pundits said, "No way." They thought the district would demand a black representative, but Cohen won, and he has kept winning with massive margins ever since. And he did it by basically being the most relentless advocate for civil rights in the delegation.
He really leans into that legacy. He represents the district where Dr. King was assassinated. The National Civil Rights Museum is literally in his backyard. So when he chairs the Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution, he uses that platform to hold hearings on reparations and voting rights. He sponsored the resolution apologizing for slavery. He doesn't tiptoe around these issues. He dives right in.
And he has a personal connection to struggle. He had polio as a kid. He contracted it when he was 5 years old, and it left him with a permanent limp. He talks about how that experience, being a kid who couldn't run and play like everyone else, gave him this deep empathy for the underdog. It's why he fought for 20 years in the state Senate to create the Tennessee Lottery. He wasn't doing it for gambling, he was doing it for the scholarships. The Hope Scholarship in Tennessee exists because Steve Cohen wouldn't let the issue die. It has sent hundreds of thousands of kids to college who couldn't afford it otherwise.
Now we have to talk about his style. Because Steve Cohen is theatrical.
Oh my gosh, the chicken! We have to talk about the chicken. This was in 2019. Attorney General William Barr refused to show up for a hearing before the Judiciary Committee. Most congressmen would just issue an angry press release. Steve Cohen went to KFC. He bought a bucket of fried chicken, brought it into the hearing room, and set it down on the empty table where Barr was supposed to sit. He also brought a little ceramic chicken statue. He called him Chicken Barr. It was ridiculous, it was viral, and it was classic Cohen. He uses humor and props to make a point when he feels like the normal rules aren't working.
But beyond the stunts, he is laser-focused on the specific economy of Memphis. And that means one word, FedEx.
Absolutely, Memphis is the Airtropolis. The airport there handles more cargo than any other airport in the Western Hemisphere because of the FedEx Superhub. Cohen sits on the Transportation Committee specifically to protect that asset. He is constantly fighting for FAA reauthorizations and infrastructure grants to fix the bridges across the Mississippi River. If those bridges close, like the I-40 bridge did a few years ago due to a crack, the entire U.S. supply chain freezes. Cohen knows that his job is basically to keep the packages moving.
He also has St. Jude in his district,
which is the crown jewel of Memphis, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cohen is their biggest cheerleader in D.C., He fights for NIH funding because he knows that St. Jude isn't just saving kids. It attracts the smartest doctors and researchers from around the world to Memphis. It's a huge part of the local pride.
He is the polio survivor who fights for healthcare, the Jewish lawyer who fights for civil rights, and the guy who isn't afraid to eat KFC in a committee hearing.
He really is one of a kind. Memphis wouldn't have it any other way.
That is our profile for Tennessee's 9th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.